played so well defensively, and then obviously those last two drives, the regulation, and obviously the one in overtime, it just wasn't the same.
I'm going to have to look at the film, but all I know is what was happening on my side. So I don't even know what was happening. I just know like we were in a lot of men, and we just have to win our battles when we're men. It's mano y mano.
Hey, Prince, when you're in a situation like that against a big, tall wide receiver like Marshall, what's the technique? What are you taught? How do you deal with a player like that when you know they've gone to him on those jump ball scenarios?
Right. Yeah. If you're referring to the last touchdown, I knew it just sucks because I knew that play was coming, so that's why I played off, and I thought it would kind of neglect Fitzpatrick from throwing it, but he's gonna believe in his guy more than me, and he threw it to the perfect spot, and Marshall's a big guy, he boxed me out, but those are plays I have to make, and just prove to my team that I can make those plays, and I came up short, and yeah, I felt like no doubt that was a key play in the game, and I lost that battle.
Looking back, would you defend it the same way?
It's a great question. DRC was telling me maybe if I could have pressed and disrupt the timing, but I probably would have played the same way, just maybe been a little bit more outside because he threw it. He just lobbed it up and threw it kind of like to his back shoulder.
I know you weren't around for some of the earlier games, but defense has given up fourth quarter leads a lot this season. When you're out there, do you sense anything different when you get to the fourth quarter? The style of play, the feeling on the field, anything?
Well, I don't know if you see us on the sideline, but on the fourth quarter, like everyone puts one hand up, one finger up, and that just means, hey, like let's take it up another notch, let's take it up another level, and we're just vowing to each other, hey, like I'm going to take it up another level, and we're just believing in each other to take it up another level. You know, why we're not finishing in the second half? I mean, I couldn't tell you that's coach's job. I mean, of course, I have my opinion, but I'm not going to share it with you yet.
You know, for instance, you guys put yourselves in pretty good positions. They were in a lot of third and longs, a lot of third and nines, third and tens, third and elevens. They managed to convert a lot of those plays. Why do you think you guys gave up so many third and longs? And really, that's the position you want to put yourselves in.
Right. Coach Baggs was doing a great call. I mean, doing a great job with switching up the calls from man to zone. And I mean, it's just a chess match out there, and just trying to give them different looks. And we just have to execute. At the end of the day, it's on us. I remember when Trell was here, he would always Coach Coughlin would always put the blame on him, but. I was with Trell. Trell would always put the blame on us. I think at the end of the day, we have to execute regardless of the call. And I felt like Coach Baggs was giving us some good calls.
Decker and Marshall kept on the wraps for the most part the first three quarters. Then that fourth quarter, they were open a lot. Did you guys play them any differently in that last quarter?
I don't know. I mean, I saw Decker. If you're probably referring to the back-to-back plays. Right. Decker just kept getting hit in the middle. And I was man-to-man on my guy on my side, and I mean I'm wondering the same thing. Fitzpatrick's a smart, very very smart guy, and he drew up and or just knew what play or what route to call. But like I said, at the end of the day, we really have to make those plays.
You guys have lost 5 of 6, I think it is now, 3 straight. Where's kind of the confidence of this team? Have you guys hit this kind of last stretch? Because on the one hand, you've lost 5 of 6, on the other hand.
Where's the confidence of this team now? I mean, grading by the locker room after the game, I feel like guys want to finish this season strong. We don't know if we're in control of our own destiny or not. And coach is just challenging us to finish and to stay with it.